This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs. They also agreed to a small truce in their trade war. Mr. Trump described their relationship as incredible and predicted something good is forthcoming for both Beijing and Washington. Mr. Xi spoke through an interpreter.
China and the United States, two important countries with major influence in the world, shoulder important responsibilities for international peace and prosperity. Only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity.
Many major business leaders in both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. On his flight back to Washington from the G20 summit, Mr. Trump said he expects to meet with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, in January or possibly in February. Details on funeral arrangements for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94, are being set by the Bush family. Mr. Bush, who served as president from 1989 to 1993, will receive a state funeral Wednesday at the National Cathedral here in Washington, followed by burial on Thursday. President Trump spoke about Mr. Bush.
I express deepest sympathies. Angela and I were just talking about it. He was a wonderful man. He was just a high-quality man who truly loved his family. One thing that came through loud and clear, he was very proud of his family and very much loved his family.
President Bush was married 73 years to his wife, Barbara, who died at age 92. That happened in April this year. This is VOA News. Protesters angry about rising taxes clashed with French police for a third straight weekend. Dozens were arrested after pockets of demonstrators built barricades in the middle of streets in central Paris, lit fires, and threw rockets at officers. Here's AP's Zaria Shackley.
Here at the AIDS Memorial in New York City's Greenwich Village, Andrew Steiner leaves a bouquet of red roses for someone he holds dear that died.
I want to be here and have a moment with Tom.
AIDS activist Dr. David Fawcett says while we've come a long way, there's still a lot of work to do.
I'm a long-term survivor myself, and I think there's a lot of need and recognition that we have to have for the issues that are facing. By 2020, 70% of the people living with HIV will be over the age of 50.
According to the UN AIDS program, in 2017, almost 37 million people globally were living with HIV, and 904,000 died from AIDS-related illnesses. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm sorry that wasn't the report that we had indicated. That was Julie Walker reporting on World's AIDS Day, now in its 30th year. The Attorney General's office in the western Mexican state of Jalisco says federal officials have taken over an investigation into reports of an explosive device being detonated at a U.S. consulate in the city of Guadalajara. The consulate says it will provide more information as it becomes available, including whether consular operations will be available Monday. Neither Mexican officials nor the consulate alluded to possible suspects in the incident. Meantime, Andrés Manuel López Obrador became Mexico's new president Saturday. He has promised a more austere administration than that of his predecessor, Enrique Peña Nieto. Among other things, he said he will sell the presidential plane. Thousands of people marched in Berlin to demand Germany speed up its exit from coal-fired power plants a day before the opening of the UN climate summit in neighboring Poland. Protests in the German capital and a simultaneous march in the western city of Cologne were organized by environmental groups. Today's summit in Poland seeks to build on the landmark 2015 Paris Accord, when countries agreed to try to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the century's end. Beyoncé leads an A-list lineup to mark the 100 years since Nelson Mandela's birth in South Africa. She and her husband, rapper and entrepreneur Jay-Z, will be in Johannesburg for the festival, which is being sponsored by the Global Citizens Movement to eradicate poverty. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.